I want to discuss just two part two ideas. The idea from deduction theory occasion. Because the Shinim says it's a parsha she guf a teron. Because it's a parsha she guf a teron, yamru lo. The number of parshas is the hakel. Secondly, another problem which we pay attention to, we must pay attention because it's something unique, something new and specific, which emerges, which Rashi says that is Milami Chinemra Pasha Zubahaki. It is Sharif Kukufa Teor Mitlimba. What means the Haki? It means that before the cloud is saw, Nation had to assemble the people, the 600,000 Jews who were on the Midbar. He had to assemble them and tell them the principles which were formulated in Hake, in Gdeshim. When Rashi says Behakil, where did Rashi take the expression Behakil? It means according to Rashi's pshat, Dabir al kol adav in Israel. Many times you say al kol adav in Israel does not mean that nation has to announce it, announce the laws, I mean simultaneously to the entire people. The nation can do it today and tomorrow and after tomorrow. But many times Dabir al adav in Israel. But here apparently because of the al kol adav in Israel, Rashi was led to the conclusion that Adav Dabir al Kol Adav Bnei Yisrael means you should address yourself at the same time to the entire community at the same time, simultaneously. Dabir al Kol Adav Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says you don't find in the Torah a single place, that's what was bad of Rashi, a single place. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I want you to say that in the presence of Kol Adav Bnei Yisrael. Usually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes Kol Adav Bnei Yisrael, or Ha'el Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to say what? That everybody is obligated to fulfill the law or to comply with the mitzvah. As far as responsibility is concerned, you say Kol Adav Bnei Yisrael. But the actual delivery of the message can be a repetitious process. Moshe will tell first to the Levim, and next will tell to the Levim. First to the Levim, then to the Kenim, then to the Kenim, then to the Noshim, then them to the Anoshim, and so forth. The delivery of the message requires the presence of the entire people. This idea, that's the Rashi interpreted, is explained because the idea is what the Guf HaTorah means. Can be explained because this idea, this parsha, is the very, very principle, very basic principles who were included. And that's why you need Hakel. That's what Rashi said. But the MS, which mitzvahs required Hakel, El Kola does me Israel at the same time, which mitzvah? What? What, Mishneh?
Yes, and the
Melech
has to read Mishneh Torah.
You mean How can you have not with regard to Misha? How can is related to a mitzvah with every Motzei Shviz? So the Melech had assembled there a Golim and you read before them portions from Teresh, from Mishnah. There the lesson is Hakil. But here we are not speaking about Mishnah, about a mitzvah of reading the Teresh, but about the very delivery of the Teresh, the transmission of the Teresh from Mishnah to the Kadashko at Alas Israel. But those mitzvahs, which are mentioned in Gresham, it was nation's duty to deliver them. The mitzvahs, Shabbat, Kibbutz, Yisra Vizore, Lesechor Adam, and the son of Adam Reacho, I mean, those mitzvahs are mentioned in Gresham, have not only they were binding our core Adam Israel. More than that, Moshe was supposed to address himself at the same time, not successfully, but simultaneously to the Adas Mishra. Where do you find it? Do you find it? No. Rasha Sadibas, not there. Not there. Vayakil for Adas Mishra, Yakil for Adas Mishra, and the Adas Mishra. We have this expression. Yaakov Moshe's for a thousand years old, but he made him that was to Hashem. There too you find that Moshe said it. Moshe Hashem, but Yaakov Moshe's for a thousand years old, but he made him that was to Hashem. And then Moshe tells him about the Shabbos and then about the Mishnah. Here you have a Yakil, and then you have a Yakil. The Yakil you have Matan Teh, the Yim HaKohol. The Yim HaKohol. Veshanan, correct. Veshanan, the Yim HaKohol, it means Yim Matan Teh. Aksav Kabbalah says that is the reason that Matan Shavuos is called Atzeres. Atzeres Beit Din. Atzeres means an assembly. An assembly. Shavuos was the Yim HaKol, because the Torah calls the Yim Matan Torah Yim HaKol. Kasher Yisem the Yim HaKol. Is the Aseres HaDibreis were delivered. Of course, there's no way. The whole community came out of the camps and they stood the Tachtis of all. And then the Vaidaber HaDeshem said, Vomoye. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed himself to the entire community. The entire community, as far as the Aseres HaDibreis is concerned. Is Gdeshin. Moshe was supposed to do with regard to the Parshas Gdeshin whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same manner as HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed himself with the Aseret HaDibreis. That's why Rashi says Ramot Shememor Parshas Zubah Hakel Mishne Shereiv Gufei Teira Tluyim Bo. And the parasha is similar to what? Rashi does not finish it. Does not complete a sentence. In many entities, it is similar to what? To Matan Torah. As Reis Gufei Teira Tluyim Bo. It's like Matan Torah. It's like Matan Torah. That's what Rashi says. Meramei Shenemro Parasha Zubehake. Zubehake. With the Shereiv Gufei Teira Tluyim Bo. Nachil Gufei Teira Tluyim Bo, so why was it necessary to say this parsha, I mean, in the presence of the entire people? Why not arrange the delivery of the parsha and in successive stages. Because then the parasha has the equal, this parasha has a common denominator. These not only if they have a common denominator, anyway. The parasha is Aseret HaDibros. The parasha is Aseret HaDibros. You don't find a single Azorah from Aseret HaDibros which is not mentioned in this parasha. And since Aseret HaDibros was given to the people by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aseret HaDibros, the Hakir, the Hakir means in the presence of everybody, not in successive stages. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, as when he'll tell the people about they should feel, they all should be assembled. Noshim. Whoever was assembled on Shavuos at Matan Torah. But Rashi what Rashi wants to say to us that Matan Aseret HaDibros is not Aseret HaDibros is mentioned the Torah not twice but three times. Twice in once in Israel, once in West Hanan, and in English. Goraye as Matan Torah and the transmission and the giving of the mitzvahs in Gedeshim required the Makor, Hakir. It means in the presence of the Klal Yisrael. What do you say?
In
the you have to continue.
It's
not yet naked. It's naked, right? Good. But then we broke the word. No, thank you. Okay. What is the difference between the Aseret HaDibros in Yisrael or even in West Hana and the Aseret HaDibros the way they were formulated here? There are quite a number of differences. The number of differences between the Aseret HaDibros in Yisrael and the Aseret HaDibros in West Hana. But there are differences here too, not only here, differences. Here and there are many differences. It's certainly not, the text is not identical, but whatever was mentioned in the Aseret HaDibros in Yisrael or in West Hana is mentioned here too. That's what the Ramban says. Kuromu Rabbe Seinu Shatar She'aze Nemro Behakeh Mekesherev Gufe Teiro Kuyim Rashi V'ze Ta'am O Kol Adaz Me'ezah. Talk to the entire people, I mean at the same time. At the same time. No, I'll ask you just a simple question. So what does the Torah... So you have a Aseret HaDibros in Eschanan and in Eitev, but let us speak about this Eschanan and Yisrael as one unit. Let us speak about it. The entity for Yisrael Eschanan, Aseret HaDibros. Then you have another entity in Aseret HaDibros. In Gdeshim. I would like to ask you a question. It is a simple question. If the mitzvah in the Torah repeated the mitzvah, in the Torah is repeated the mitzvah. So there is something in the mitzvah which deserves repetition. It's not just an identical, idea. For instance, Aseres HaDibros is the identical Aseres HaDibros which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to them in Israel. The way it is told about the Matan Torah in Israel or Yerushalayim. Oh no. It's not identical really. Basically, there are common denominators, but there is something in Reishi which does not, which is not, was not something in Reishi which was not mentioned in Israel. And perhaps there is also, vice versa, there is also Chidushin, something new in Israel, in the text of Israel, where it's Hanan, which is not included in Reishi. And in general, you see, if you have a Aseres HaDibros here and a Aseres HaDibros over there, so if the Torah demands in Reishi more and in Israel less, or the opposite is true, the reverse is true. The Torah demands from the Jew. After all, to the Aseres HaDibros, the people became a gay Kodesh, Mamlechus Kehilim and the gay Kodesh. So there are certain requirements from Mamlechus Kehilim and the gay Kodesh. You should make a tish mikile, you should make a tish mikile, you should make a tish mikile. 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 What is the requirement in order to simply to join the brief, the covenant, the covenantal community, which consists of a Kodesh Baruch and a Torah Yisrael. In order to carry to be worthy of joining it, I am supposed to observe what am I supposed to do? The Aseres HaDibros. Correct. Yes. No. This is true of the Aseres HaDibros in Bereishis and in Yishmeis, and also true in Aseres HaDibros in Bereishis. And they are not identical. So the question is, so what is the requirement? Is integration the requirement above that? I have to meet certain requirements in order to be worthy of joining the Mamlechus Kehilim and the Gay Kodesh, the covenantal community. So where is the Jew supposed to commit, which commitment is the higher one? In Gideshim or in Israel? What do you say?
It's supplementary then.
Yes, supplementary is
even male was more Gideshim than Gabriel.
Yeah. What will be the method would be?
Yitzhak and Lashon Yachin.
No, to guess is easy. But, what is it? What is the method? How can I find it out? Don't have to guess. How can I find it out? By simply taking the mitzvahs that I said it was, and taking the mitzvahs in Gideshim, and trying to compare them, and then you'll find out what commitment does the Torah require in both Aseres HaDibros. Is the commitment of Gideshim a higher one, or the reverse is true? The commitment in Gideshim is inferior to the condition, to the requirement in Sinai, in Israel. Well, let's take a look. Ish email, it's interesting. Ish email the Oviv Tiro, the Shapsei Saitishmo, and near the Shomer Keah. You have two. You have Tshuva D'Av and Shabbos, which you find in Aseret HaDibros as well as in Gdeish. Where does the Torah demand more from this? Not that I say Yishime V'Avshtero, one different. Where does the Torah demand more from the Jew? In Gdeishim or in Yisrael? In Yisrael is Kabeidi Sevicho Vishimecho. Ma'irichon Yomecho, Adon Shem Kechonishimo. And here the Torah says Yishime V'Avshtero. So where is the demand stricter? Here in Gdeishim or in Israel or in Matan Torah? What? Israel. So could you explain to me? Long edition does not explain. Long edition says that you are wrong. You excuse me. Which Gemara do you have?
The sixth Gemara required. Bachila, Mashkeil.
No, in Tirol.
Mabisho in Manila.
You're fine, very good. This is Kibbutz. Yeah. What is your?
Negative.
What is negative?
No.
It's not to fill in that? No. No. Yeah. What do you say? What is higher? What requires more? As far as Kibbutz Av is concerned, what are you talking about? Of course you're right. For instance, it's very easy, to support an old father. Very easy. Particularly if the son has a lot of money. Because Kibbutz means what does Kibbutz mean? Physical service. Simple service. Helping get up, sit down, and so forth and so on. This is Kibbutz. What is here? What does here mean? What do you understand by here? Yes, it doesn't mean. Mayor doesn't mean I should have fear. For instance, in a physical sense, I have fear to be afraid of father. There's nothing to be afraid of father. That I can tell you. Nothing to be afraid. Father should be afraid of children. There's nothing to be afraid of that. If the year is not in the sense here, in a sense of an emotion, in the sense of an emotion, simply when I'm afraid of an enemy of mine, then is here an emotion. But when I'm afraid of Father, in the same manner as when we are afraid of God, but with regard to the Benishtam, there are years of Enesh. But as far as Father is concerned, there's not years of Enesh. It's not an emotion anymore to be afraid of Father. Because Father will never do me any wrong. Because no son in the world who can assume that. No, the emotion begins is a state of mind. Is actually the emotion means awe. Tirol more in the sense of pachad, awesomeness, or awe. This is emotion. It means the approach father is similar to what kind of an approach? The approach to the Almighty. But the Yeshivim came in. The Yeshivim came in is easy, of course, the Yeshivim came. But in general, what is here? Here, for instance, you know, the Yisra Dvor. The Yachriya Dvor. The Yisra Dvor. Here means that the Father's opinion prevails. Aloha Kemese. I should not say, Pa, you are wrong. It's very easy to say, but this is. It undermines the very essence of fear. Not in the sense of fachad. It's in the sense of fear sense of reverence, somehow to feel that Father's opinion is final. It's a certain respectful relationship. It's what's more difficult for this what I'll tell you frankly, I've seen many children. For my many years in the world, I've seen many children who fulfilled in mitzvah kibbutz to perfection. They gave the elder as much money as they wanted, and any luxury was not too expensive for the parents. But when you met father and son, and father expressed an opinion, and the son just waved his hand and said, "Tie, you are wrong." So the thousands of dollars he spent on father and mother, sending them to Florida or to Bermuda, meant nothing. There was not only here was nothing, the kibbutz was nothing. You see, it's big. For instance, the Gemara tells us, two stories. And by analyzing those two stories, you can find out what is from the moral viewpoint, what is higher, what is to be preferred, here to kibbutz, or what is actually more heroic. To basically kibbutz is a heroic gesture. It's not so simple. But even kibbutz is not so simple. When you need help, when a parent needs help, when he gets up, you got to help him, and when he makes a few steps, you got to help him. It's not so simple, it's not so easy. I understand why the Rebbeinu said, "Man yarech yomecho al adom asher techneisem lo." Because you need a certain discipline and self and a sense of self-sacrifice in order to fulfill even the mitzvah of kibbutz. Certainly, at Dvorim Kavachemer, no doubt about it. When it comes to Yireh, is actually sacrificial action on this part of the son. Such a sacrificial action is indispensable, inevitable. Because sometimes the father is senile and red nashka, speaks nonsense, and I have to tolerate. And I should not say "pa you are wrong," or "I'll correct him at least." It needs a lot of courage, human courage, plain natural human courage. Both are heroic actions. But the most courageous is not kibbutz, but here. Because if you want a fact, you have to help the father physically, so you hire somebody. And let's say the son is a millionaire, he can pay so much and so much for help, for help extended to the father. But here is an inner attitude, it's not an emotion. Here is an inner attitude, it's an awareness that I am rooted in somebody else. Whatever I have, is not due to me. Somehow responsible for it is the old man who now doesn't know anything what's going on with him. It's a funny feeling. And if you have a father, the Gemara tells us two stories about Domi ben Sina. Domi ben Sina is the Lagoy, but he is the example, he is the symbol of kibbutz avraham. He fulfilled kibbutz avraham with no one else with, in a manner in which no one else is. Maybe he fits the whole field. And Gemara tells two stories about it. One story is with the not with the ring, with the precious stone, the Shechisha. That it was Lachish there, a precious stone, Yoshke, got lost. And he was a jeweler, apparently, he had many precious stones. So the Chachomim came to him, to Domo Ben Sine, asking him perhaps he will sell the medaira. And they gave him any profit, he can charge them, he will give him any profit for that. But they need the diamond, because the Chishon, without the Chishon, there is no Kunek Dele and so forth. So he said, the old man was asleep, the Tom of Benisina. And the old man, who was the old man? The Tabla.
Huh?
Sure. And the son, he was the businessman. He was the one who became a big merchant and made all the money. And he didn't wake up the father. And it was the deal anyway. It was a deal on which he could have made a lot of money. This is one example. The other example gives the Gemara the Dom of Benicino, who was a member of the Roman Senate in Rome. It was the highest office which a poor immigrant could dream of. It was the highest. The Roman Senate was the authority in the Roman Empire. So apparently he worked hard, and he was appointed a senator in Rome. So, and he had a mother who was apparently senile, the figure from now. Anyway, senile, and she came in the first day of the appointment. He came in, he spat in his face while he was introduced, as senator, and spoke, which was very abusive. And he remained calm, he didn't say a word. He didn't throw her out of the Senate and so on. He took it. So the Rambam says the first story belongs under Tibur. The second story belongs under Yira. Rambam Kibbutz, which is he is a Kibbutz, the Geish, he keeps the story of the diamond that he could make money and he did forego the making of money. It was an excellent deal because he fulfilled the mitzvah of kibbutz. And the story of the Senate, that she abused him in the Senate, that it was very shameful, very abusive. The Rambam says, do it now. Why? So the Rambam had a criterion in mind by which he was guided to determine what is kibbutz and what is meira. He is a kibbutz, you have your Rambam. You have a Rambam, Mamrim? Louder, I thought. Yeah, you can skip it now. You jump to the... Yeah. Yes. He acts like a servant, like a butler, Adeichon kibud avoim. Even if they grab them in a golden coins, a bucket full of golden coins, no? And they throw it into the ocean, into the sea, into the sea. He could not recover them anymore, no? Just a minute, what did Ram say? What is the part written that he starts? That because of the father, I mean, the father was crazy, so he threw a piece of zuli, a bundle of golden coins, into the sea, and he couldn't recover the bundle anymore. He should not say, you idiots, what I did today. Shouldn't he? He should accept it calmly, stoically, as if nothing had happened. This is kibbutz amal, correct? It means that the loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars should not generate a feeling of bitterness and irresponsibility vis-à-vis his parents, but he should control his emotions to such an extent that the loss of $100,000, for instance, means nothing if father's dignity is involved. I shouldn't become abusive toward father, even though he did something which the same person wouldn't have done. This is next. Next. Here he gives the first story belongs to the kibud and this is the story of the diamond, a little differently, phrased, but the story of the diamond. Loss of money does not relieve me of my duty to be nice and courteous to father. Next. He's getting to get what? He was love with what got it. The Roman toga. He's the president, he presides in the Senate, no?
Yeah.
That is exactly what she did. She tore his aristocratic dress and spat in his face. He couldn't do anything else. So?
Lo
Yachlimen should not abuse them. Hello, Yishto. Should be quiet. And he should be afraid. And he should be afraid and fear. And fear the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be afraid because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to behave like that. Already those two stories are mentioned in the Gemara. The first one is this. The question is, how does the Rambam know that? What is the criteria? Perhaps the criteria is then just opposite. How the story with the deal resolved is mayor. And the story not with the deal resolved, but with the Senate, with the performance of his mother and the Senate, is kibbutz. No, the Rambam apparently had a criteria. What is the criteria? What would you suggest is the criteria? What is it? The criterion is, it is kibbutz if the cause of irritation is money. It is comes under kibbutz if the cause of irritation is the loss of money. Because this is kibbutz. Kibbutz means that I should lose money on account of father. Because if he needs service, I have to hire somebody. I mean, he should help him out. This is kibbutz. But if the reason for anger, if the reason for anger is not the loss of money, but what is the reason for anger? Huh? Pride. Wounded pride. Dignity with somehow. You see, I mean, after all, we have got to imagine that Dom Benicino was a poor boy, as I told you, who made good, so to say. Yeah, I mean, in America, you have many like that. Many times when you come to the press across a name, a Jewish name, and you find out that a Meshumet is basically, and he worked for a certain position in the Roman society, certain way. certain prominence of Roman society. I mean, you can point out many here in the United States. And finally he achieved it, what he wanted. And then the mother came in, like a storm. And in no time she destroyed his efforts and his sacrifices and all his dreams and hopes he had about this ambition of being a senator or an aristocrat in Rome. She destroyed it. I mean, she said the mother, I mean, wouldn't have it. You understand very well that we're not much longer a senator or a member of the legislative body of Rome. So to lose one's ambition, this is mirror. It's much harder. Much harder. If one has money, your father spent $100,000. So what? You can still rationalize and prevent, rationalize and protect himself against vulgarity or anger. As far as his son is, even as far as the father is. But the father destroys every ambition to somebody. And not only was about to achieve, but he did achieve on the same day. Sigurd Mikhail Shushmini the Meluim. Esther Ksorim not long. And he had the discipline, the strong self discipline, not to get angry. He certainly was angry. But to suppress his anger. This is Meira. So what is higher Meira? Meira is higher. Frustration after 30, 40 years of dreaming and hoping to achieve such distinction. And then when the distinction was already within my reach, not only within my reach, it was already mine. To have father or mother, I mean, destroyed, and not to say anything, for that you need a hero. Interesting is it's just a parenthetic remark. When the Gemara gives examples of kibud av v'eim, of people who observe kibud av v'eim to perfection, at least, but observed well. To go in. Doma ben Sinai and Eisav HaRoshe. Eisav HaRoshe distinguished himself also as far as Kibud av v'eim is concerned. Yokum La'ovi. But when you read about Esau, it is Kibud. Doma ben Sinai had the ability to achieve the Madriga, the level of Meir as well, the highest level of Meir. Because how do I know that Esav is Kibud, not Meir? Kibud, Esav actually fulfilled. He used to put on, whenever he came to father, he used to put on his holiday suit. He used to always put on a goy, he goes to see it. To see his mother on Sunday or on Mother's Day. I mean, it might be a good goy. Many times, I know many of them. But it was limited to the level of kibbutz. A goy don't understand a mirror. Unless he's afraid of father, a different story. But if he's not afraid of father, father will not beat him up or put him in jail. It's the whole mirror, the mirror is a category which goyim don't understand. Because Meir means is actually something which is Meir is something which according to their opinion that handicaps progress. Meir av and the idea of progress, the idea of Meir av are mutually exclusive. Well, what does progress mean? Progress means, I mean, what you say is wrong because you belong to a different generation. Now it's sociologically, the generation changed. Call it generation care. of both. They are indicative of both. Of fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av and fulfillment of the mitzvah of Meirah. The Gemara, just a minute. When the Gemara said, who says Rabbi Yechanan? As I don't remember exactly the lesson. They are Achmino, that I'm happy that I had no father. I had no father and mother. Because if I had a father and mother, I would have been guilty of neglecting them. You cannot imagine Abai would have neglected father and mother. It means whatever I would have done wouldn't have been enough. And there is something else. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. As behemes kibudav umeiro, kibudav umeiro, are concepts which originate in my relationship not to father and mother. Father and mother are already a secondary thing. But originate in where? In what? Meiro is actually is limited to my relationship to Rebbe Yisrael. Meiro for human being, Meiro? I should not be awed by a human being. To be awed by a human being is already Zohar Mamash. But even the respect, the kind of respect the Torah demands on behalf of the father, is resembles the kind of the fear which the Torah says that one must experience in relationship to God. That's what Chazal say, Yishva Akosu, to Meirom, Le Meiro Avoy, Le Meira Kodesh Boro. Kibud already, is a relationship which we can, understand from the viewpoint of my relationship can be developed even in my relationship with other beings, with my fellow man. There is no doubt about it that in Gdeshim Isha Rimitero is superior than Mitzvah, more difficult, and a greater reward than the Mitzvah in Aseret HaDibros from Tzavet HaSavicha and Mitzvah. By the way, the Gemara speaks Kibbutz Avim, the Gemara does not feel interested in the analysis of Kibbutz and Meiro. The Gemara uses Kibbutz for both. You have it many times now. Now next. Veshapsisa Tishmeiro. No, what is it? What's here? What do you like with Shomer? Shomer is Shomer. What about Yisrael?
Shomer.
Ah? No, what is more superior? To whom will you ascribe superiority?
Shomer.
Ah? Yeah, but I'm asking with regard to Yisrael. Zohar is a Mashal of Shetach. What do you say? I mean, what I said, Meir and Kibbutz is all the halacha like that. What about this? What is Meir, what is Shechira? What do you understand by Shechira? Ah? If you understand stand by the way the Rambam describes it. Is Sphere by far superior to Shmir? Shmir means observance of the Sabbath itself. What does Sphere mean? Huh? Does Ramban the way Shammai interpreted? What did Shammai say about it? The whole week he waited for Shabbat. For Shabbat. The whole week, I mean the 6 days of Chayil, we were dedicated to one purpose, namely the proper observance of Shabbat. So it means you can be a mechalosh, you can be a shame of Shabbos, and not at the same time not to dedicate all my life to Shabbos. So is the mitzvah here demands more in Aseret HaDibrei. In a certain difference from Yisrael, Zohar, the Torah demands more than with regard to Shabbos. With regard to Shabbos, than just Shmirah Shabbos. And that's to abstain from Melochah. The Torah demands that not only you are supposed to abstain from Melochah on Shabbos, but there's another mitzvah to dedicate and to consecrate, I mean, all the 6 days. Of Meloche to Shabbos, to think of Shabbos and to be ready for Shabbos and not to forget Shabbos. This is a contraband of the Reise. He said that this is Kiddush basically. Kiddush means the whole week, Sakim, and the whole week is supposed to think in terms of Shabbos. Is here it's not Zohar Sima Shabbat Dachi. Here is what it is. Tishmeru means that the Zohar Sima Shabbat Dachi is above that of Shomer Sima Shabbat Dachi and superior to this way Shabbat Tishmeru. Al tifnu elu alilim v'leim aseichu alisasa lahem v'yi elecho elim acherim al panay. What do you say here? V'yi elecho elim acherim al panay. This is in Yisrael. Your invasion is al tifnu elu alilim v'leim aseichu alisasa lahem. Al tifnu elu alilim. It's already the Ramban says. Liyiloch elim acherim al panay means the way Rashi and Ram interpret means you should not worship other God. It's the love of Avodah Zarah. Al tifnu el lilim is not to it, you shouldn't worship. You should not do it. You should not, for instance, because I'll say that you don't go into the Elilim to their places. You're not interested in their opinions. But if the Elilim means don't pay attention to Elilim. So here, right here, is not what is forbidden is not the worship per se. What's forbidden is the interest. Not to be interested in the world. Of course, it's a lot more than the ritual of what do you call it? Yeah, so it's a lot more. Correct. What else? Nulei Signevu is the same. Leisig Kachshu is already more than Leisig Nevo. Leisig Nevo means simply stealing. What does stealing mean? In English, if you say he stole, stealing can be interpreted in a variety of ways. I can steal by breaking into the house and steal. This means literally stealing. I can't accept bribe, stealing. and I cheat somebody, this is stealing. Stealing means if I appropriate money which doesn't belong to me. But this is not the case here in the Aloha law. In the Aloha, stealing has a separate definition, and suppressing and not to pay a debt which I owe is a separate issue. And stealing is a difference between stealing at night, breaking into a house of somebody who is away, ransack the house, and actually and pulling a gun and demanding money. This is ancient, this is the signal. So the Torah says here, the signal is a tachshu, is a shaku, ish ba'am misa. In Asheras HaDibros, it's only a signal. It's quite possible that in Asheras HaDibros, referred only to the neighbor. Not to akroshe, to saying a lie, perjury. The race is shakru, ish ba'am misa is also perjury. Correct. The signevu, you are right. The signevu in Asa, the signevu is the Babylon, you are the Babylon, you mean Migumi. Yeah, no. A gneve which consists in kidnapping. This is the Asa Sadimus. No, Asa Sadimus is kidnapping. Sure. And here is Mome. Here in Gdeshim is Mome. And of course, it's in Gdeshim. Is in Gdeshim more, the demand of the Torah is stricter in Gdeshim than it was in the Aseret HaDibros. In the Aseret HaDibros, the Torah only did what was prohibited?
Kidnapping.
And here is not only kidnapping prohibited, but the Nevi'im woman as well. Interesting is, you mentioned it, you know. Interesting is that all Pythonim of Shu'es, in all Pythonim of Shu'es, have written very beautiful essays about the Aseret HaDibros. So all Pythonim, in unison, say that the signevu in Aseret HaDibros means gneivas mamon. All Pythonim in Aseret HaDibros, gneivas mamon. According to the Gemara, is the signevu in Aseret HaDibros is not gneivas mamon, but gneivas nefosha, means kidnapping. So apparently they interpret it like that. Hadn't the Torah repeated the law in the sea, in the Hebrews and Egyptian, then what the law of Resignevu, I would say, refers exclusively to Nefoshes, not to money, to stealing of money, not to stealing of the human being. Yeah. But once the Torah has repeated Resignevu, so then apparently as after it was the Torah specified two Lesignevu, so finally it not means one is Nefoshes, the other one is Mamon. It's Nefoshes and Mamon are also known. There is a Shore Vishmila Shoker, the Chalal Toshem Akech Ani Hashem, in Aseret HaDibros is not the Shore Vishmila Shoker, no, the Shore Akech Ola Shok, Shua Shok. No. All right, it depends on the Shu'a Shov. Shu'a Shov is more. The Chumre of Shu'ez culminates in Shu'a Shov. Not so much in Shu'a Sheker as in Shu'a Shov. What's the difference between Shu'a Sheker and Shu'a Shov? What's the difference? What is Shu'a Sheker? A lie. What is Shu'a Shov? A lie which cannot be true. Shua Sheker, for instance, is about a matter. I say, Ochalte Ayin. And then I'll say, Lay Ochalte Ayin, this is Sheker. Ochalte Ayin, because it's the same logic. I mean, if he could have eaten and he couldn't have, and he could have fasted today, or yesterday. There is no more. It's as rational to eat as it is. And it is to test. See, this is shekel. But if I say something, this is not a table, but this is a chair, or this is not white but red, this is shov. Shov means absurdity. Not only lying, but asserting, and insisting about something which is absurd. To say, for instance, I'll not fall asleep the next 3 days, because it's impossible for a human being not to. He doesn't control his sleep. He controls his as food. He's eating heavy, but not asleep. This is short. Short means not only lying, but lying and insisting about something which is absurd and nonsense. Whether it is homo, what is it would appear, because of the theos is clear, that Shov is homo, more homo than what? Stricter than. But anyway, we have most mitzvahs here is the chumrah is mentioned, emphasized in the Beis. But there is not. I want to say something else. Shabbos is in Chumash. Shabbos is in Aseret HaDibrei. Is Zocher depends how you interpret Zocher relationship to Shomer. You can interpret Zocher as a mitzvah asei. Shomer is a machal Shabbos. So it means that Shomer is superior to Zohar. Because it's not just to make Kiddush, but to observe the Shabbos means to abstain from the Loche, the full day of Shabbos. This is more homo. Yeah, but on the other hand, if you interpret the Ramban, you can say not only Shomer is required from you, but Zohar as well. Not only to observe the Shabbos on the same and the day of Shabbos, but the whole week you have to think about Shabbos. I mean, you can do it both ways. Yeah, I'm more of a Chalitz Shabbos, yes. Yeah, only all of Chalel is a Shabbos. Yeah, but I. Immigration, yeah. I'll tell you what I can. It is, you can just split it. Shmir Shabbos, you know, is homo from Zohar, if you don't introduce the Ramban. Yes, Shabbos, but you would have not been a Shabbos, but... You want to say that the Shomo is Chomo? The Shomo is Chomo. Even on the King Mitzvah, we have only, basically, Shabbos is not Deche. He would have a him, Shabbos is, no Mitzvah is Deche Shabbos, there's only one Mitzvah which is Deche. It's called Mitzvah. Otherwise, no mitzvah. You can interpret it as in terms of chumre, in terms of chumre. But I want to say something else. The fact that Gdeshim is written in plural. and Aseres HaDibros is in Yochel. Yeah. Both, Aseres HaDibros in Yisrael, and Aseres HaDibros in Beis Hanan too in Yochel, no?
Yes.
Yeah. Only Gdeishim Rabbi, Gdeishim Rabbi. So already the Ramban already raised the question. So what do you need it for? What do you need in both forms? In the plural form and in the singular form. Why shouldn't one form be enough? Either the singular, the mathematical form, or the plural. Now the thing apparently, one Aseres HaDibros is Moshe Yochid, the other Aseres HaDibros is Moshe Rabbi. Yeah, well, what's the difference? So the Ramban says one. The Ramban says that Aseres HaDibros, the Yochid, is necessary for someone, a Jew, many Jews, modern times, and they actually did say so, and they actually were misled. This was perhaps the main cause of assimilationism, which actually has inundated the Jewish community. Indeed, this in the 20th century, to an enormous dimension. I can say, all right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, delivered us from the slavery of terror. To be what? I'm not like a skin in the Am Kodesh. So he gave the Torah to a tzibur, to a community, to a nation, but not to a yochid, not to a lonely creature. So if this is the case, when I see that the Torah is being deserted and being abandoned by the masses, just a small minority is obedient. It's a very small minority. As a matter of fact, now, even now, with all our successes, Orthodoxy has not won the battle. So it's far from it. If you take the matter statistically, so you'll find that assimilationism is spreading like a tidal wave. The only thing which is new is that there is a small number of Jews who are consistent. While the Jews in America 25 years ago who are not consistent, it was Shmir Shabbos and Shmir Shabbos as far as he is concerned, to wake up the waking up of the sun before he left for shul on Yisrael's table, before they left for shul Shabbos morning to study the Blad Gemara. They used to knock on the door of his son, of their children. Don't forget to get up on time, because you lose the job. So before I left for shul, you start waking the children that they should go to the office for dinner. That type is disappearing. Inconsistent. But in terms of statistics, I think like others, it is now not as bad as before. It's worse. It's simple statistics. So this argument is still quite a good one, which is utilized and exploited by many so-called Jewish thinkers, secularized Jews. Simply did outstep the Luchas, the Torah, was given, and we obligated ourselves to observe it, to observe them, only if we can form a Mamlechas Kenan Bekodesh. If the whole house is collapsing. So the Yochid, and one can find himself
And it's very easy.
But to live among Jews, among whom there isn't a single Shema Shabbat. His Torah is not binding upon him. The Torah can't make a film of Amalekha's Cain in the Gay Kodesh. So if this is the case, so the Torah is not binding, so let's abandon it. That's why Asaras Adibas, who was in Moshe Yachad. One Jew on the moon, why only the United States? One Jew. There is no one else to join him. Should observe the Torah. Everybody steals. Everybody is dedicated to Shabbos. These are the chiyuv kiyum mitzvahs. The kiyum chiyuv kiyum mitzvahs is not dependent upon the tzibur. Even if there is no tzibur, there is no community, there is no collective. To say sociologically a separate group, but are just we deal with yechidim, with individuals, not with a society or a nation. We still the validity of the laws of the Torah are not affected. It's not affected. This is why both two Aseres Adibas, both in Yochid. Both in Yochid. Then the Torah is repeated. Aseres Adibas in plural. For what reason? Lashon Hara, say plural. For what reason? This is the halacha from all this. All this responsibility, all this. Kol Yisrael chavareinu zavati. It was given to the community as well. It was given to the community as one entity. The community is chayev. Even what halachically in our halachical jargon, we say mitzvah shayochit chayev. We divide in our halachic language between mitzvah shatibu chayev. It's correct, Samir. But Behemes is the Yochid, is the Tzibur responsible for the Yochid. And the Tzibur, and this is the Aloha from Kol Yisrael Arayim. Then if the Luchas is being given exclusively, it's being rewritten, formulated exclusively in the forest, of Yochid in singular form, so then there would not be the aloha to call Israel a reason for it. We are responsible for each other. And the Torah is written in plural because we are responsible not only as the city, but as the community as well. And that's why the Torah. But two different obligations. The Torah is Mamlechas Kain in the Gay Kodesh, correct, on one hand. And on the other hand, it's Mamlechas Kain in the Kodesh, and on the other hand, it is a community. And then it is a each Yochid. On one hand, it is Amalekas Kain of the Kodesh, the community is chayev as an entity. On the other hand, we are chayev as yechidim. I am obligated to observe because I am a yochid, I am a Jew. You know, as an individual, I am obligated to observe because I am a member of a community. Which accepted observance as its prime duty. And that's why the Torah speaks in Rabbi and in him. We have here There's something else here in this issue. The story of the affair. I don't know what you do in the shul, very soon, but the affair is very complicated. But the Just a moment. Let us take a look at the affair of Achimi. The affair of Achimi. Yeah. What is the affair of Nachemes? What is the affair of Nachemes? Vato venodo masishpek or fishpek es ir adomim ve daiter es kolte av Yisrael. Vomato kiyom arad Hashem alikim ir shefech es dom besecho lo ve hito vosu gilulim ala vitomo. Anyway, so affair. We don't read this affair. I don't know. I say well, this was a minute, but it's always late. Not to read this affair of Achimi. What kind of an affair should you have? So we used to read it, we still do it. No. I like to give Nechu Shui, not to read. Bnei Yisrael, Numa Deshan. As the affair of Achimi. As the affair of Achimi. All this is oil arranging the earth with trying. The relationship between the Aftere of the Chivnei Tishuim and Achimeis, we don't know. We don't know. What is there on the Aftere of the Chivnei Tishuim, which should actually, combine it with Achimeis? There's no common idea in Achimeis and in Chivnei Tishuim. This is number one. What is our minig? Our minig, we read Kivnei Tishuim twice. For Achimeis and for Gresham. Why we don't read Asishpet, Sishpet, Sir Adomim, Vato Ben Adom, at Achimeis? Because this is the famous opinion of Rabbi Lezer in Megillah, and in Aftir in Betei Aves Yerushalayim. He asish pesish pesir adomim, and you don't read Aftir as such an Aftir. Because the Aftir is full of Puronius. The Aftir is replete with Puronius, and a complete indictment of the Jewish people in Yerushalayim. Complete indictment. And that we have no right to this. No. BMS is the Aloha Shalik Rabbi Lezer. But however, we are Machmir. We are Machmir and we will rather, introduce an affair which has very little in common with the Sedre than to read an affair which is replete and with Puronius and Kloet, because Yerushalayim was sinful. And Aftir in Betei Aves Yerushalayim. Masechet Tzofen tells us, if I believe, Maisi Be'echot She'iftia to Betei Aves Yerushalayim, Omer Rav Lezer, B'dei Kezime, take a look at his family better. So they found that his family background was not the best family. This is the Chumre. We observe Rabbi Lezer. And since we observe Rabbi Lezer, is the two Afteres from Achimeis and the Aftere from Gdeishim, not of Nekushim. We had another Aftere from Gdeishim. Both from Yecheskel are unfit to be recited as Afteres. Because it is Tehav Yerushalayim in both. So we chose instead of those affairs We have to have what have a lot of things. When you read it in two Shabbos, it's successfully, for instance. We'll read, I don't know Yom HaHogim, but we'll read the Aster, Kimei Kushir, Achimesh, exactly, that's what confuses me. We read the Aster of Shabbos HaGoro, Goro Hashem HaSulah. Because usually we read Aster Kimei Kushirim twice. But this year, it's because of Shabbos HaGoro. Shabbos HaGoro was Erev Pesach, so he read Shabbos on the day on which he was supposed to read Aleichem Nekishuim, we read Vovah Hashem Min HaSidah B'Yom HaShavah. Yes, alright. But anyway, the question for now, why is Rabbi Ezra Machmir? Because Rabbi Ezra thinks that the difference between Kriya Satere and Aftere. Kriya Satere, no matter what the text is, whether the text consists of Puronius, like the Broches of Lolis, or the text consists of Broches, Kriya Satere is every word in the Torah is recited, read, and there are no, you cannot omit one person. Because in Kriya Satere is a purpose not to tell the people Divrei Nechomim. It's not a purpose. When we finish reading a portion for an Eilat, so you are Messiah. The requirement is that you should finish with a pasuk which speaks words of hope and so solace Nechomim. But this is not a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Kriya Satere is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah does not mean the Brochus Kodesh seems that are very unpleasant to listen, so there is no Chavis Kriya. No. In Talmud Tere, whatever the Tere says, has got to be studied. After, Levi, as in After, as the concluding recital of Tere, who was introduced not for the purpose of Talmud Tere, but for the purpose simply of strengthening the faith of the people in the promise of the Nevi'im on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as no matter how difficult it is now to be a Jew and how irrational our situation, our historical situation or experience is concerned. The Nechome, the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to the people through his prophet, that this promise will be carried out, implemented, no matter how long it takes, no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamea. His Mele is to Aftir in B'Tevish Yerushalayim, as Rabbi Lezer said, is contrary to the very purpose of Aftir. The purpose of Aftir is to Laftir B'Nechomet.
Yeah, but did you ever read the last passage?
And if you can't read those three psukim, you don't read at all. That's Rabbi Lezer. Here is an affair, Rabbi Lezer, a plain indictment of the people of Shvichas Domin.
Oh.
In Europe. Totally indictment. As you said. If that's according to Rabbi Lezer, is not, we don't actually, I mean, fulfill our task. I mean, there is, if there is no complete Nechome for the people, so you don't read this particular chapter in a novel in order to frighten us. Alright? That's why, in order to observe Rabbi Lezer's halacha as a maftir in B'tei Aves Yerushalayim, we read or you repeat Tivnei Kishuim twice. Once in Achemes and once in Beishu. Yeah, but the question is very kind. So all that is correct. But So what's about the Divnei Kishurim at the Mu'im? I mean, for that I could say that they are for Rosh Hashanah. It's about Okonei Chaneh. But apparently, even to say it twice, we had to sort of prove that it is logical to do so by finding some common idea or a word which actually, I mean, is an idea which we came across in the Parsha, and we also came across in the Haftarah. But there should be something, I mean. I mean, when you read it, superficially, you don't see what is the connection between the Haftarah, between Kibnei Kishurim and Achrei Meis and Ignatius. Apparently, it's a Haftarah which fits into the frame of reference of two parshas, the parsha of Achrei Meis and the parsha of Ignatius. What is it? Too much of a mystery. Yeah, talking about first Israel is easy to say. The only question is whether we speak about the same terms are in traditional Agdas Haminal. In my opinion, there is a very strange link between the Achrei Meis and Gdeshim and the Kibnei Kishurim. The MS actually, there is an increased breeze between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yisroel, the Christmas breeze. Very big Christmas breeze. Matan Har Sinai, Matan Tere and Har Sinai, Mitzrayim, Matan Tere and Har Sinai, and the bringing of the people into Eretz Yisroel. Ravishas from Eleor, Nishbatel Avisech, I'm not saying, I'm not
saying,
I'm sure, yes. If there is an element, there is a certain idea which was not expressed in Chumash up to Gdeshim and Achrei Meis. You wouldn't find it in Chumash before Gdeshim Achrei Meis. And this idea you find in Kibnei Kishurim. This is the idea of God. Rabbi Yishan told Meisha in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yishan is a Maloras, and Shbatel, Lavrom, and Yitzhak, and Yaakov, was Israel. Is the giving or bestowing Eretz Yisroel, bestowing the gift of Eretz Yisroel, as far as Eretz Yisroel is concerned. That Eretz Yisroel will belong to the Jews, to the Jewish community, so there were no ifs, there were no conditions attached. Rabbi says, I'll take them out of the tribe, the Kachmes and the Kachmes and the Elohim, the Eastern Level of King, Rabbi says, I'm a Lord, and I'm a Lord, and I'm a Lord, and I'm a Lord, and I'm a No goals. The first time that the Torah mentions that he gave them Eretz Yisroel as a present, but there was a condition at that. Is in Achrei Meis. This is the idea of God, that the Jew may lose Eretz Yisroel. The Haftocha is not unconditional. The Haftocha is very far from being unconditional. If the Jew, I mean, will sin, will commit sin, particularly two kinds of sins they have chosen in Achrei Meis and Ignatius. This is Rechitze, Rechitze, and Reis. But Rashi says, wherever the Torah speaks of Gdushe, the Torah has a mind Rechitze and Reis. Not in Reis, but Rechitze as well. Rechitze and Reis are metam. Just a moment. In Eretz Yisrael, basically, and he says, in Achemes, he says, that is, just a minute. L'isoki oretz eschem b'tam Achemeso, kashor goes agi ashol esnechem. He was, the Rashi says, in Moshe Ebemelech, she'echelu dvar taiva, delamos, she'ne'emek b'meyav. They said him something was disagreed with him. So he couldn't digest it. Elamikir, only if he throws up. Kach Eretz Yisrael. Eino mekayemet evri avera. It's not Torah, it's not Enesh. Golis is not an Enesh. Golis is more somehow Tumes, Arayis, and Tumes, Tichet. Cannot be reconciled with Gdushat Eretz Yisrael. Gdushat Yisrael is like a Jew has a, is sensitive to Chet. And if the dwellers, the people of the land, commit a particular thing, and in our case it's Arayas, Tumas Arayas and Tumas Dan, Tumas Rechichet, if the land throws up the Chatoyah. If I eat something which is, but doesn't